I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kidnappings, drug wars, and political corruption plague Mexico. It's a serious problem. It's affecting outreach, says Ron and Bonnie Hipwell, who are missionaries with the Mission Society. They teach at the John Wesley Seminary in Monterey. Many of their students are pastors and go home to the war zones. Students believe God has put them in Mexico for such a time as this. Bonnie agrees.
We as Christians are called to be the light of the world. And if all the Christians leave Mexico, if all the light leaves Mexico, the enemy has won, so we need to stay here and stand our ground. This is a spiritual war.
Next, Somalia is almost exclusively Sunni Muslim, with less than 1% of the population Christian. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they beam in hope.
The wonderful message of Jesus Christ is unknown to most Somalis. The gospel radio programs are a lifeline in very troubled times.
More than 20 Somali believers were martyred publicly in 2009. Christians know they run a risk when following Christ. Keep praying.
Praise God for the faithful witness of martyred believers, for their hope in Christ. Pray for the physical and spiritual protection of Somali believers and their families.
And from better to betterment was the theme of a seminar in Nepal hosted by Gospel for Asia. It focused on how to continue improving the Christian English medium schools in Nepal, along with the personal lives of the teachers and staff. 8 schools and 51 people attended the seminar. Many of these schools are in areas where no other schools exist, many dedicating their lives to Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.